Appliance inventory in demand, and the holidays here. Myers Gambles is pleased to announce that a significant shipment of washers and dryers has arrived, and they're all on sale while they last. You'll find a wide selection of machines by both Whirlpool and Maytag, ranging from the basics to higher-end models. In addition, Gambles wants you to know that their inventory of ranges, built-in ovens, and cooktops is also in great shape, just in time for the holiday baking season. At Myers Gambles, your purchase is always backed by their unmatched service after the sale, and you can take advantage of free delivery within a 30-mile radius. Qualified buyers will appreciate their 0% 12-month financing option. They're in stock now and on sale. A wide range of appliances for the kitchen and laundry room. Only at Myers Gambles, featuring Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, KitchenAid, and Gen Air. In downtown Lander.
Keeping the community connected through conversation and coffee. This is Coffee Time. Coffee Time is made possible by Palace Pharmacy, the White Buffalo Recovery Program, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Impact 307, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, and the Lander Chamber of Commerce. To be a guest or connect with the show, email vince@county10.com. And now, from the KOVE studio, here's Vince Tropea.
Good morning, Lander, Wyoming, Fremont County, and all of our listeners. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. It's 9:30 in the AM, which means you're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. A happy Wednesday to you all. Enjoy this picturesque sunny morning as much as you can before all the snow and precipitation is expected to roll in tomorrow and this weekend. Christmas is just a few days away, which still feels so weird to say. I'm not prepared for it. It still feels like October is just now ending. I know I can't be the only one who feels this way. We've got an amazing show in store for you today. Fremont County woman Ashley Martinez, formerly Lynch, is on the show today. She just completed an amazing feat after running 50 races in all 50 states. And I'm getting tired just reading that sentence. Ashley is going to share her story and what it feels like to achieve such an amazing accomplishment and how she got involved with that. But before we get to our first guest today, a quick reminder, Christmas is right around the corner and County 10's Holiday 2021 page is here to bring you everything Christmas in Fremont County. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, and if you're looking for what is happening in Fremont County this holiday season, you can conveniently find it all right here on the County 10 Holidays 2021 page, sponsored by Porter's Supply Company. We have all of your holiday news, events, and even a Christmas music live stream. And as I mentioned the other day, I'm not a big Christmas music fan, but this has a wide variety of Christmas songs. It's not just the same ones you hear all the time. Shireen Herrera over at Jack FM and the County 10 Morning Show did a great job with that live stream, so definitely check that out. Plan your holiday light viewing with the County 10 Lights Map. Even add your address. They just added the judging of the lights on county10.com, so definitely go check that out. As mentioned before, some weather news for you. Today, mostly sunny. Highs around 44 degrees, wind chill values as low as 17, with some winds gusting up to 32 miles per hour. So it is kind of a windy one today. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows around 28 degrees and wind chills down to 18, with the winds kind of slowing down to 13 miles per hour. But the big news for weather, a significant winter storm will bring numerous impacts to western and central Wyoming starting this evening. Please go to weather.gov/RIW for the latest information regarding this winter storm. But just some things to think about. There are numerous hazards exist. So go to that website to see where those are at. Accumulations of 12 to 24 inches in the mountains are possible, with 5 to 10 inches in the valleys. Mountain passes will be difficult due to snow and wind, and driving could be difficult for lightweight and high-profile vehicles. Sustained southwest wind 35 to 45 miles per hour with gusts between 60 and 70 are possible, so it's definitely something you don't want to experience out on the roads while they are icy and snowy. So keep that in mind for all of our winter drivers and travelers this weekend. As you go to visit your families in the various places for the Christmas holiday, keep that in mind and drive safe. When we come back from our break, as mentioned before, we are going to chat with Ashley Martinez, who is here today to talk about her 50 races in 50 states accomplishment. And yeah, you don't want to miss this story. It's awesome. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
Join the Lander Chamber of Commerce and your Fremont County legislators for a legislative session preview luncheon on Friday, January 14th at the Lander Community and Convention Center. Senators Kale Case, Tim Salazar, and Representatives Lloyd Larson, Ember Oakley, Andy LeBeau, and Pepper Ottman will be sharing updates on the legislature's interim activities and providing insights into what issues they believe the state legislature will consider when it convenes in Cheyenne in February. For information on the Lander Chamber of Commerce Legislative Session Preview Luncheon tickets and sponsorships, visit landerchamber.org or call 332-3892.
Where oh where do you shop local for kids this Christmas season? Well, Palace Pharmacy in Lander. The new Palace Pharmacy on the west end of Lander has multiple aisles of gifts for every good little boy and girl. Palace has brands like Barbie, Hot Wheels, Tonka, and Fisher-Price for the little ones. For the older kiddos, Palace has STEM-focused science kits and projects, puzzles of all sizes, and games of all types. And don't forget genuine Coach purses now at Palace Pharmacy. Palace Pharmacy on the west end of Lander.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
There's no better feeling than grilling out, and there's no better place than Ace to get the best grill for your family, like a Weber gas grill, a Traeger wood pellet grill, or a Big Green Egg charcoal grill. You won't find these premium brands and service at a warehouse store, only at your neighborhood Ace. Around the block, what you need in stock, with people who know their grills.
Get lots of grilling accessories and propane too at Lander Ace Hardware, 5th and Main, locally owned and operated.
Your health means everything. And if you're a smoker or a former smoker, age 55 or over, it's time for a low-dose CT screening for lung cancer at Sage West Healthcare. A low-dose CT screening for lung cancer helps detect cancer early, before symptoms appear, and when treatment can be most effective. Don't make your health wait. Ask your doctor about a low-dose CT for lung cancer screening at Sage West Healthcare.
All right, we are back. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE, 1330 AM, 107.7 FM. Community Connected. You're listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. We have in studio today an awesome guest. She reached out to us, just completed an amazing accomplishment. She's going to be humble about it, and she's going to say it's no big deal, but it is a big deal. Ashley Martinez is here today to talk about how she ended up racing 50 relays in 50 in all 50 states. This is an amazing feat. Ashley, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. A little nervous.
Little nervous? So how can someone be nervous about radio when you've just ran 50 races in 50 states across the country?
Well, I started being nervous then, too. got better over time.
Just got better over time. Mm-hmm. But you overcame those nerves to do... How did you... What made you decide that you wanted to run 50 races in all 50 states? Well, first off, what made you decide to run the race at first?
So I was a smoker. And when my daughter was young, I didn't want her to remember me smoking, so I decided to quit smoking. And we had a track across the parking lot in the greenway from our apartment at the time. And so I was like, well, I'll just go run instead of smoke. And
yeah.
So I started running and ended up running a mile without having to stop. And then I started running 3 miles without, and it just kind of progressed from there. And then I made a goal to run a half marathon, and at the time Renew Fitness was open in Riverton, Wyoming, and so I had joined them, and I had seen them do this relay race. It was called the Grand Teton Relay, and I thought,
I've heard of that one.
Yeah, I really want to do that. And so that was my first official run, and so I completed that and was laying on the couch one day and letting my legs recover and and thought about how beautiful it was, of, you know, everything that we got to see and the terrain. And I thought, I wonder what else I could see. Where could running take me?
Yeah.
And so I sat up on my couch and I said, what do you think about this? And the person that I was with at the time said, I go for it. And so I started doing it. One of my sisters at the time lived in Colorado. So I signed up for my first half marathon in Colorado. So then we went to Chicago that year and ran a race in Chicago. So I had three by the time I was done with that year. And I think I started in August that year. So.
And all of that just from deciding to quit smoking.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Because I know a lot of people have that, that they want to quit those things. They don't think it's possible. And then they don't think the next thing's possible. And then the next thing. But like you, the way you just described it was perfect. The increments.
Mm-hmm.
Getting that first mile down is the first big accomplishment. Yeah. Then 3 miles. And then the first race. And so at that point, you've done three states then. Are you full tilt boogie into it? You know you're going to do this thing now?
Yeah. There definitely were times when I wanted to quit and didn't think I could do it. But, yeah, after that, I just started planning. I spent hours planning. I mean, I'd look at airline tickets, mm-hmm. and then I'd look at races, and then I'd look at hotels. And then if all those things added up and looked okay, then I'd book it. And, I mean, sometimes I'd look at 100 different things in a week and then finally decide on one. And at the time I was really nervous to travel on my own. And so I was very dependent on if somebody could go with me, mm-hmm. if I had to do it on my own. And so, I think the next race ended up being another relay race. It was the Ragnar relay. And that one, my aunt,
that sounds tough.
Yeah, it was, my aunt had messaged me and said, you know, we have this team in Arizona, but somebody backed out. Would you be able to? And I looked at my schedule and it actually was a weekend that I wasn't working. And so I said, yeah, let's do it.
Go check it out.
Yeah. So went to Arizona and ran that race. And then I think 2 weeks later I was in Nevada and it just kind of,
once you picked up that momentum, you were mm-hmm. on it.
Yep.
Now, a lot of people hear races or relays and they think that it's some horrible, awful thing. But it sounds like, we chatted a little bit before the show started, mm-hmm. a lot of them are really fun. I know that they do like nighttime races, where they cut the color races, I think they're mm-hmm. called. Did you partake in any of those, or was this more just straight up?
I did a lot of different ones. I've done a lot of the hot chocolate races. Okay. So you go and it's during the winter months, and they give you like hot chocolate and fondue and things like that at the end of it. And then I've done a Halloween one where they had people dressed up and trying to scare you along the route. did a couple rock and roll marathons where they had music along the entire path, and
okay.
that was nice.
You mentioned one that was along a winery.
Yeah, that one was.
Did they give you Dixie cups of Merlot as you were running, or how
not while
work?
We were running? Okay. But at the end of it, we went through the vineyards. We got to run through the vineyards and see, which is actually kind of interesting. I didn't realize that there were so many fields of different grapes.
Yeah. It was a learning experience.
Exactly.
While you were running. Yeah.
Yeah, and then once you got to the finish line, they gave you a wine glass with what kind of wine you want, and so you got to taste the wine that was made there, which
that's
was
a good deal.
Right.
And you mentioned the winter races. What was it like running in Alaska?
Alaska was during the summer, and okay. it was, the race itself was kind of mediocre. I mean, the experience of Alaska
right.
was phenomenal, but gosh, it was so windy when we were there that there was actually a massive tree that had blown over in the middle of the pathway, which was, you know, an obstacle. But it was beautiful.
Yeah, they didn't mention anything about obstacles in the race description.
Yeah, speaking of obstacles, I did do a couple obstacle races.
Yeah, tell me, so they actually have obstacle races?
Yeah, so did the Rugged Maniac is what it was called.
Rugged Maniac,
yes.
Okay.
I did one with my husband, and then I think 2 weeks later, I did one with my sister and ended up having a crash in the first mile and ended up breaking my ribs.
Oh, what happened? what was the obstacle?
There was a trench full of water and then like floating black plastic things that you had to jump on. And I think there were five of them. So you had to jump on one and go to the next until you got to the land again.
Okay.
And on my last one, a gal had jumped at the same time I jumped. So it was horrible timing. But when I jumped, I ended up falling short and hit my ribs right the trench. And so that was fun. But I finished it.
I was just going to ask, so is that one where you just kind of power through it, and
yeah.
then
well,
afterwards
yeah, so
you're like, oh,
I was standing in the water trying to catch my breath, and I'm like, if you don't finish it, it doesn't count. So you've got to get up and you've got to finish it.
Oh, man. Now, that was a close call. And you mentioned before the show, too, that there was another close call where you accidentally slept in through a race, correct?
Yes. Marilyn, I had left work in the middle of the day, so my flight was a little bit later than normal. And so I left on a Friday afternoon and got to Marilyn and got to the hotel at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And the race was at 6.
Oh, no.
I thought, okay, well, I'm going to catch a couple hours of sleep and then I can run and then go back and take a nap. And I ended up waking up at 6:05 and obviously couldn't go to the race because it had already started. So I laid
there.
And
after all that planning and logistics, that has to be a sinking feeling.
Yeah, it definitely was you just don't know how many, especially with COVID, how many races are going to be happening and how many you can actually register for on such late notice. And so I laid there for a little bit and thought, well, I guess I'll go back to sleep. And then I'm like, you didn't come all the way here to not run. And so, you know, even if I have to run the race without an actual race, I needed to get up and do it. So I got online and looked to see if there were any other races going on. And that was the one that I found, the Vineyard Run. And so it ended up being a good experience and met some people along the way.
Yeah, when you accidentally happen upon a wine tour run, that's a good,
really
that's
rough.
A happy accident.
Exactly.
Now, the goal was to get to all 50 states. How long did this take?
It took 64 months.
64 months, and that had to be delayed, correct?
Yeah, it was supposed to be done in 2020.
And then what happened in that year?
Just the little thing called COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
I got one race done in 2020. I got to do Alabama, and it was fantastic.
Really?
And it was in February, and then everything shut down.
Everything shut down. So that you only had one race left after that, correct?
I had nine.
You had nine?
I still had nine,
okay,
and they were all planned and paid for. And
oof.
Except for Hawaii. Hawaii hadn't been paid for yet. But, yep, all of them were – I had registered for all of them. They were all planned and tickets booked, hotels booked.
And then you ran rain or shine, too, as well, mm-hmm. right? So if it was raining, you had to run.
Yep. If it wasn't canceled, I was running. I ran in a blizzard in Minneapolis. I ran in
– And blizzards in Minneapolis can be pretty serious.
Yeah.
Those can be pretty nasty.
Yeah. Wyoming, we're from Wyoming. We run
you're
in,
used to
in
it, yeah.
weather like that. So it really wasn't that bad. But, man, that whole city shut down.
Yeah.
The next day it was – taxis weren't running. I barely got to the – I actually got snowed in. I didn't get to come home.
Oh, no.
So I stayed a couple extra days.
And then you mentioned before, and just so our listeners know, your sister is here in studios.
Mm-hmm.
What's your sister's name again?
Braylee.
Braylee, say hi to everyone if you don't mind. You're,
hi, everyone. Good morning.
She came here for moral support, and she's just kind of giving the affirming nods right now, letting like, don't forget to say this. Don't forget to say that. You guys were shared a moment at one of the races from the sounds of it when there was a lot of rain, correct? You guys had to find a dry place to hide.
That was actually my other sister.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, in Atlanta, there was this horrible downpour, and we thought that the race was going to be canceled, and it ended up not being canceled. So we huddled in a porta potty to stay warm and somewhat dry until the race started.
You do what you got to do.
Right.
Whether it's drive an hour to the wine tour race or hiding out in the porta potty to stay dry, you got to do what you got to
exactly.
do to get these races done.
Priorities.
What
happens in the porta potty stays in the porta potty.
that's the racing. You need to make t-shirts
right.
with that. 50 states, 50 relays. What happens in the porta potty stays in the porta potty. I'd buy
yeah,
that shirt.
There's definitely times you're like, oh, I'm so happy to see a porta potty.
I bet. Yeah. When you're out in the middle of nowhere for some of these races, running through cow fields.
Yeah,
and
you know. Fun times. Memories.
Memories forever. And the last memory you made was the final race, which mm-hmm. was in Hawaii, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Tell me a little bit about the Hawaii race.
Hawaii was, all in all, probably the best experience. The race itself, they started with fireworks, and they were phenomenal fireworks.
Okay.
But there were so many people, which it was actually a lot smaller than it normally is because of COVID.
Right.
It was, we went through kind of downtown Honolulu, and then we went along the ocean, and we only did the 10K on that race because I really didn't want to run a marathon in Hawaii. I'd rather sit on the beach.
Yeah. But usually people don't go to Hawaii to exert energy. They go there for relaxation. But you're there to run.
Yeah, and it was nice. Braylee ran with me, and we really got to reminisce about the last 49 states and, some of the good times and the bad times. And, there was definitely a time that I didn't think I was going to be able to keep going. And it's been pretty amazing the changes that just in myself that has happened in the last 6 years. So.
I can only imagine.
And not just herself. I mean, back to Ashley being humble, she really kind of invoked some really positive changes in a lot of people. Not only did I run some races with her, our other sister ran some races with her. Her daughter, who was not even a teenager yet, ran, I think, 14 states.
Wow.
With her.
Wow,
and,
that's
her,
awesome.
Her husband as well, ran races with her. Our aunt, she's had good friends that have specifically traveled to run these races with her. So she's really inspired a lot of people and really kind of just taken us along with her, even if we weren't there. The other really, really great thing that I've watched her kind of evolve through is that traveling by herself. I mean, it's a really big deal, really, for anybody to go anywhere by yourself, book a flight, go to a hotel by yourself, drive, figure all of that out. And initially, I know it was, a little intimidating for her, but she's like the expert traveler now. It's been really fun to just kind of watch that whole evolution.
I can only imagine. And yeah, like I said, you're obviously very modest with your accomplishments, but I was going to bring that up as well. That traveling on your own, in addition to all of the races, and then knowing that you're doing it for your daughter as well, how does that feel at the end of it all?
I don't know how to put words into it.
Well, you got a big smile on your face, so that's a good sign.
The changes, I can't even put into words the changes that it's truly, it's just amazing.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to take my daughter to the ocean for the first time. I mean, we went to the Mark Twain caves in Missouri, and
that's so
we
cool.
Went to the arch, the St. Louis Arch, and we took a road trip to the East Coast. For 17 days we were in the car. We camped and we drove and we ran and we camped and we drove and we ran. And it was probably one of my favorite times.
Yeah.
Just spending with her, and my aunt went with me as well. And there's no words to really describe how amazing it is and the feeling that you have when it didn't really hit me that I had done this until kind of right now.
Yeah, when you hear other people talk about it, because what you did was wild and uncommon, you did it.
Yeah.
So you got to pat yourself on the back for that.
Well, I definitely think that Jensen has probably made the most sacrifices during this. My daughter, I think I missed one of her first days of school because I was gone, and she has definitely been tolerant of all of this. And
but she's got a cool mom with a cool story now that she'll be able to tell the rest of her life.
And she's very proud of her, for sure. I mean, Jensen's so proud of her mom and all these accomplishments. It's been. Yeah,
I think she took one of my medals to school one day for show and tell.
All right, you guys are about ready to make me cry over here.
Good Lord. All right. She's a good kid.
Dry eyes aren't going to be a thing at the end of this. I know you guys got to get out of here soon, but I know you mentioned that you're done with races, right?
I am.
But there's some other things. You got a possible book you're writing, and then another type of physical competition. What's up with that?
Yep. So it's been a couple years that I've been wanting to do a wellness, a bodybuilding competition. And so now that the racing is done and work is settling, I think I'll actually be able to accomplish that. So hopefully. It's a whole different realm of physical activity.
Whole different realm, and then possibly writing the book, correct?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. I think I'm on like chapter 14 now. So.
Oh, dang. Are there going to be 50 chapters?
Yes, probably. That's a chapter perfect, for each state.
A chapter for each. That's a good format for it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I know I can't wait to read it. I loved hearing your story today. Thank you both for coming in. Was there anything else that you wanted the people to hear about while you're here? Any inspiring quotes to the youth or any of that?
Just keep going. It's hard. Things are hard. Embrace the suck and keep going.
Embrace the suck and keep going. Yeah. That's, I think, the perfect mentality to have going into anything that you think is a struggle or might be difficult. Embrace the suck and keep going.
Yeah.
Ashley, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you coming in today.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
All right. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, a couple quick notes of local news.
Hi, this is Jeff McMenemy, CEO of Teton Therapy in Lander and Riverton. The holidays are the time of year to celebrate with those you care about. So don't spend your time in pain. Let the expert physical and occupational therapists at Teton Therapy help you live pain-free so you can concentrate on the things that really matter this season. Celebrate. Don't live in pain. Let Teton Therapy show you how. Call us at 857-7074 or find us on the web at tetontherapypc.com.
Whenever we make choices and decisions, no matter how old or young, those choices and decisions bring about consequences, so we are constantly implementing choices and decisions as our lives unfold. When a situation comes up, we are either saying yes or we are saying no. From that yes or no choice, an action occurs, and the natural laws allows us to experience the consequences of our choices and decision. White Buffalo Youth Prevention encourages you to make positive choices which will lead to positive consequences.
335-3060.
Do you have a product or business idea, but you're not sure if it's a viable idea and have questions? That's where we come in. Hi, this is Brian Young with Impact 307 in Fremont County. Our goal is to help potential small businesses in Wyoming get off the ground, which means we're here to help you. It's free and confidential, so let's talk. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. Find out more at impact307.org, click on the locations tab, and you'll find me on the Fremont County page.
All right, we are back. Thanks for tuning in to KOVE 1330 AM, 107.7 FM, Community Connected. You've been listening to Coffee Time. I'm your host, Vince Tropea. A huge thank you to Ashley Martinez and her sister, Bailey, for coming in today to talk about the 50 races in 50 states accomplishment that she just completed not too long ago. Amazing story. Be on the lookout for an article about this on County 10. Just awesome to hear about these things from local people in Fremont County. Before we get out of here today, though, don't forget today at 2 p.m., Cowboy Basketball will be playing Stanford. That'll be at 2 o'clock. Tomorrow, on the 23rd, Cowboy Basketball will be playing at the Diamond Head Classic, and that'll be either at 1:30 or 4 p.m. based off of how the earlier games go. On Saturday, that'll be on Christmas Day, Cowboys will be playing Diamond Head Classic again, and that'll be to be decided who they're playing. And then on Sunday, wrapping things up for sports on KOVE, the Denver Broncos will be playing the Las Vegas Raiders. So definitely check out KOVE for all of your local sports airing that you possibly could hope for. Another local news item here, the Fremont County Roller Derby is holding an annual food for all holiday meal on Thursday. Everyone is invited to the Fremont Center on Thursday, December 23rd for the annual food for all holiday meal with the Fremont County Roller Derby team. Head on over to the fairgrounds between 10 a.m. and noon to enjoy breakfast and lunch burritos with the team. Another local amazing story here. A Northern Arapaho woman was selected to compete in Miss Wyoming USA and is looking for community support. Roxy Navales is a Northern Arapaho from the Wind River Reservation and has been selected to compete in the Miss Wyoming USA pageant. Navales says that the competition is empowering to women and she's honored to represent the Wind River Reservation in Casper next summer. She also stated, "I think it's important that an indigenous person goes to represent who lives here on the Wind River Reservation." She also stated that I can make a positive impact on the community. She is a substitute teacher at Arapaho School and is enrolled at Central Wyoming College in early childhood education and says she wants to become a teacher on the reservation and the surrounding area. I definitely want to teach Indigenous children, Navala said when asked about her future career plans. The pageant will consist of different rounds of interviewing, walking in outfits, and Navalis originally applied. She said that she didn't think that she'd get in, but now she says that there are expenses like registration fee, and because of COVID-19, the contestants need to provide their own food and lodgings during the competition. To support Navalis' run as Miss Wyoming USA and to stay up to date on her campaign, there's a link to her fundraising page, which can be found in the article on county10.com that addresses that article title is Northern Arapaho Woman Selected to Compete in Miss Wyoming USA Looking for Community Support. And you can give that community support with the link within the article. Thanks again to all of our listeners today, our guests. A quick reminder, no show on Friday. We are taking the day off that day. So tomorrow will be the last show of the week. A big shout out to our sponsors, the Lander Chamber, Flatstick Bar and Grill, Myers Gambles, Teton Therapy, Lander Ace Hardware, Sage West, White Buffalo Recovery Center, Palace Pharmacy, and Impact 307. We'll be back at it again tomorrow, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.